Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good evening, sir. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion to the research. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, sir?
Yeah, what's the purpose of the survey?
Well, actually, we're conducting a statewide opinion poll about the workforce and the, you know, the manufacturing companies that they have in Minnesota, and we would like to include your opinion to it. I'm not trying to sell you anything, sir. Is that okay with you?
Mm-hmm. How long is this?
To be honest with you, depending on your answers, it can take about 5 to 6 minutes, but I'll read the questions as fast as I can, sir.
All right. Let me see what it is.
Okay. Thank you so much for helping me out tonight. Now, are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Now, let me ask you, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today for you?
Taxes, I probably would say.
Taxes. Okay. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue to you?
Global warming.
Global warming. Okay. Thank you. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
There again, I would say global warming. I think it's worldwide, is my opinion.
Okay, thank you. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, mining. Is it excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Well, I don't know a lot about that industry, although I'm sure that it probably isn't as good as any industry could be.
Okay, so which option should I record for you? Excellent.
What were
good,
your choices again?
Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Probably just fair.
Just fair. Okay. The next will be forest products.
As far as
being excellent, good, just fair, or poor for the environmental performance and Minnesota industry.
There again, I'm going to just say fair, meaning I don't know a lot about that industry.
And what about the agriculture and farming? Do you think it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, okay. Medical manufacturing?
Medical manufacturing, you're saying?
Yes, sir.
As in producing medical equipment?
That is correct.
Probably good, I'm going to say.
And what about refining?
Fair.
Fair. And the last one will be electric utilities.
Probably fair.
Fair. Okay. Thank you so much, and thank you for helping me out tonight. Now, how will you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one, environmental groups. Do you think they're doing an excellent job, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you. And the next one will be forest and timber industries.
Fair.
Fair, okay. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Good.
Good. And U.S. Forest Service?
Good.
County Land Department?
Good.
Good, okay, thank you. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economic? Will you say, is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat, okay. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economic in the future? Will you say it will be very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say that they're more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested? Which one?
I'm going to say fewer.
A fewer, okay. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s?
Probably fewer.
Fewer? Okay. Okay, now do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now in the future or no?
No.
No, okay. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say that it's a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
Negative impact.
Negative, okay. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment, or no?
I would say it's possible.
Okay, so will that be yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or county lands that are not part of a wilderness area?
That are not part of a, like a secured or...
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I guess as long as they follow the laws, I guess, yeah.
Okay. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. We're almost finished with the survey. I want to thank you so much for helping me out tonight, sir. Now, have you ever seen red?
I assume the survey is primarily for the forest industry, I assume.
Yes, I told you it was something like that. I mean, this is like our first day with this campaign, but, you know, I'm getting the hang of it. Now, let me ask you, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes, or yes or no?
No.
No. The Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private land owners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity, the employment centers in Minnesota rural regions, and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Now, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economic, a significant component of the Minnesota state economic, a minor component of the Minnesota state economic, or a fading component of the Minnesota state economic?
What was after significant?
Minor.
I'll say significant.
Okay, thank you. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercial and licensed logging truck drivers. Now, will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industries to find and train more workers to fill this job?
You had said public funding?
Yes, from the state tax dollars. Will you support that or oppose?
I would say no. I think it should be funded with the market.
Okay. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economics and job opportunities by making $8 million investments in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training and operations and equipment. used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Now, Wisconsin Investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. Now, the investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to increase in both the number and the diversity of workforce of the workforce. Now, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economics, forest, or forest industries?
Well, you're starting to ask some tough questions here. Excuse me.
No problem.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
I don't come from a real knowledge base, so.
No, we understand. We understand. But remember, there is
just trying
no
to like a logic answer. Prevail
yeah.
here.
Yeah, there is no right or wrong answer. We just want to know your opinion, that's all. And I'm just clicking.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for the part of the program. The first one, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support or oppose on that?
Wow, these are some difficult. I'm going to say you're saying state funding for them?
Yes.
I'm going to say no.
No, okay. Now, increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Will you support or oppose to that?
Oh, I'd be supportive of, diversity in anything.
Okay. Now, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, and education issues. Will you support or oppose?
I'm gonna say yes. Kind of conflicting.
Now, and the last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people
of
the opportunities that forestry. I'm sorry. Let me go ahead and read it back to you.
You still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me, sir? Hello.